On this Wednesday, Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. Thanks for being with us, Drew.
Thank you. Thank you. It is a happy day. The weather's not so great, but it's a happy day.
You know what? It's fall. It would be nice if we had sunshine. However, if you are in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, and I guess you kind of get used to this, but snow and it looks like it's going to be darn cold there, too. Can you tell me about that to begin with?
Yeah, you know, as I get older, it's hard for me to recognize the fact that summer's over still. And if I was up there in the Northern Plains, I'd be having a real problem right now. And I'm sure that some are, because I am still in the summer mode and can't believe it's as cold here as it is. But anyway, they had 10 inches of snow in southern Minnesota yesterday. Pretty broad-based event, actually, coming out of eastern South Dakota and all the way into western Wisconsin. That was not fun. And now we have snow falling across South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota. And this is going to become a major event this afternoon and evening and overnight tonight. We're going to see another 3 to 9 inches in general in southern North Dakota and a big part of central and northern South Dakota and into central Minnesota with local totals of 10 to 14 inches. It means that some of these areas that already have snow on the ground are going to end up with something of the order of 12 to 16 inches on the ground, and it's just the 21st day of October. A long ways to go for the winter. It is going to turn bitterly cold behind this. We're going to see those temperatures go below zero in Montana. We're talking 20 to 30 degrees below normal for this time of the year. Very similar weather pattern to what we had in early September when we had those early season frost and freeze events occurring down into the Central Plains. And this return of the pattern bothers me a little bit. I think we're going to see this off and on as we go forward through the winter season. So for right now, of course, this is a big issue for some travel across the Northern Plains and a big problem for those corn producers that are wanting to get their corn out of the fields in the Dakotas and Minnesota. You know, we had all kinds of trouble last year getting the crop out. And here we go again. And then, of course, the bitter cold is certainly going to be an issue with just being uncomfortable for a while up that way.
Well, how about the rest of the Corn Belt? Cold weather, wet weather?
Yeah, you know, with the cold up in the north central part of the U.S. and still somewhat tropical in the southeastern states, you set the stage for a southwest flow pattern aloft and frequent collisions in these atmospheric temperatures. And so you're going to end up with quite a contrast, and we'll end up with a lot of rain occurring across the heart of the Midwest. It should rain frequently for the next 7 days across the Midwest. So field work in the lower and eastern areas is not going to progress any better than the snow-covered areas in the Northwest. And we'll look for better weather at the end of next week, going into the following weekend and really on into the first full week of November. I think conditions will get a bit better. But, you know, it's going to progressively cool down a little bit. So those evaporation rates may be a little slow for us, and getting back in the fields may be a slow process as well.
I made note that the hard red winter wheat, about 72% or 73% sown already, but still under dry conditions in most of those areas?
Yes, definitely. There is an opportunity. With this cold air coming into the north central U.S., we are going to push a very strong surface high pressure system down into the northern plains, and that's going to force the wind out of the east-northeast across the central plains and create upslope conditions. So there is potential that we're going to get a little bit of moisture to fall from western Nebraska and eastern Colorado into the Texas panhandle. Moisture totals aren't going to be real great, maybe a couple tenths of an inch, but you know that wheat crop is nothing more than a weed, and it's pretty hard to kill weeds. Even if you know, if you get a few hundredths of an inch, the weeds just thrive. So I think the wheat itself will likely respond at least somewhat to this, and might help to buy them some time. Yeah, the planting and the emergence is really just fine so far, but it has been 30 days since a lot of that region's had any rain. So it's really time to get some moisture in the ground.
Let's stay with that crop, work our way across the northern hemisphere into the southern hemisphere, and then we'll come back up through South America at some point. So Russia, Ukraine had been dry Black Sea area, especially for wheat growing regions. Any better there?
There was a little event that took place I think it was Monday of this week, And that did produce about a 75-mile wide band across a part of Russia's southern region that picked up on a half inch to an inch, about an inch 20. Now, that sounds like nothing, but to them, that was gold. And they hadn't had any rain in that region for quite some time, and so this was really helpful. Obviously not enough to fix moisture deficits in the long run, but the wheat crop is going to respond to that, and we'll do a little bit better. Now, there's still about 75% of the Russian southern region that's still hurting for moisture, and the forecast models continue to drag their feet on bringing in any kind of real meaningful moisture in that area. We may see some spits and spats, but there's not going to be a fix-all for them, at least not through this next 10 days to maybe 2 weeks.
In Australia?
Australia is, it benefits greatly from La Nina in the sense of easing long-term drought, and that's what's going to happen in the eastern part of the country. The rain is expected to become more frequent in Queensland and New South Wales. Now, New South Wales, of course, a very big producer for small grains and canola. And as the rains start to increase, and they're going to do that next week and then continuing right on through the month of November, I'm a little concerned that there's going to be a grain quality issue evolving there. So we're going to be watching that real closely. In the meantime, Western Australia hasn't done very well with rain recently, and I think we've lost a little yield across that part of the country. It's not dramatic, but you add that to some of these other issues, the U.S. plains and Russia's southern region, and it starts to add up a little bit. So keep an eye on that. I don't think it's going to get any worse, though, not in Western Australia.
Any concerns about the Argentine wheat crop?
I think the worst is over for them. The Argentine crop struggled for a long time, but most of the driest areas in Argentina have just received significant rain this week, and the crop was already reproducing about 2 weeks ago in that driest area. So the rains are certainly putting a stop to the stress. I don't know that you're going to see any big improvement in the yield potential there. But in the other areas of Argentina, which have done better with moisture this year, certainly this moisture that has just occurred this week and that which will continue for another 7 days, is going to turn out to really help to finish out the crop in a favorable manner.
Any reason to be concerned about spring planted or corn and soybean crops in Argentina?
Actually, I think things are looking really good now that it has rained and that we have another week coming up. I think that the early corn and the sunseed crops that are already in the ground will respond real quick to the moisture and do much better. And then the start of soybean planting begins next week, around November 1st, I believe. And so the moisture that's occurring right now, it should be off and running rather aggressively in that first week of November with a lot of crop going into the ground. So I think it's looking up and up on Argentina for right now.
Anything from Uruguay, Paraguay, or southern Brazil?
Southern Brazil is running dry already. La Nina has a tendency to make their rainfall lighter than usual as they go into the summer season. Usually that's a November, December phenomenon, especially December, but we're already starting to see below average precipitation in some of this region from Rio Grande do Sul up into southwestern Sao Paulo. And that is a little bit of a concern in my mind. I hate to see them get behind the eight ball so early in the growing season. It could turn out to be something rather interesting down the road. In the meantime, we're turning the corner in center west and center south Brazil, where we weren't able to get that early soybean crop in the ground as early as folks wanted it. It is raining there now and will continue to rain as we go forward through these next 2 or 3 weeks. So the soybean planting is going to just take off like a gangbuster here for at least in those areas for the next couple of weeks.
Thank you so much for the tour.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.